From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Tiffany Greenwalt Simon reports in HudsonValley360.com that the estate of a woman who died last year after falling on Paddock Place filed a lawsuit against the Hudson City School District, City of Hudson, Hudson City Police Department, and the Hudson City School District Board of Education on January 23rd. Deborah Deneen Green was found unresponsive and stuck between the bars of a wrought iron fence on January 13, 2023, near the Montgomery C. Smith Elementary School. Green is believed to have fallen, possibly from a medical condition, and become trapped in the iron fence. She died at the scene after emergency workers used a battering ram to bend the bars on the fence to remove her. But the lawsuit alleges that Green's head and neck were negligently removed from the fence and that the school district, city board, and police department were negligent in their responsibility to maintain the sidewalk and fence. Lawyers for the estate, John Morgan and Richard Ricuto, said, and I quote, "We are seeking justice on behalf of our client. A family has lost a beloved mother and grandmother, and they never want to see another person injured by the allegedly dangerous conditions and fence on this elementary school property," end quote. Employees from the Greenport Rescue Squad, Hudson Police, and Hudson Fire Department responded to the incident. Representatives for the school system and the police department did not immediately respond with a comment for this story, and Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson said that he was not allowed to comment on any pending litigation. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. Porcupine Soup reports that the Catskill School District is getting $1,050,000 to reduce acts of bullying, violence, and hate. Catskill Central School District is one of 44 school districts in New York getting money through the Stronger Connections Grant Program. Catskill Superintendent of Schools Dr. Dan Wilson was pleased the district won the grant and said, and I quote, "I am confident that the Catskill CSD will continue to serve as a model for other districts in fostering safe, healthy, and supportive learning environments," end quote. Catskill was the only district in Greene County to win the funding, while across the Hudson River, Hudson Schools received $1,908,000 in the same grant program. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. New York State of Politics reports that on February 2nd, Albany Judge Ann M. Nardassi rejected a challenge to New York State's cannabis licensing program from two California applicants who claimed it unconstitutionally discriminated against out-of-state residents. The judge said the Commerce Clause does not apply to commerce that the federal government considers illegal, such as cannabis. New York State Attorney General Letitia James said, and I quote, "This is an important victory in our efforts to ensure that disproportionately impacted communities are given their fair share in the legal cannabis industry," end quote. New York has rules prioritizing business from within the state and also those with owners impacted by former cannabis policies. Lawsuits, bureaucratic issues, and political grandstanding is to blame for New York's slow rollout of cannabis stores, with only a few open almost 3 years after legalization. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.